This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm evening, perfect for a night stroll along the promenade. Jerusalem is clear, while Haifa enjoys mild conditions. Eilat remains pleasantly warm, ideal for a late-night beach outing. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF reports Hezbollah violated the ceasefire, firing over 50 rockets at Israeli forces. The response is said to be strong, following reports of multiple attacks and the Lebanese soldiers' death in Israeli strikes, according to Walla from earlier today. Also, Islamic State claims responsibility for an attack in northeastern Aleppo that killed two Syrian soldiers. This follows a series of assaults from earlier this year, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israeli officials criticized the Trump team for misunderstanding Iran and Hezbollah. These comments come in response to recent statements, as I-24 News reports. Separately, Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. Axios indicates this marks the first crisis between the U.S. and Iran since a recent peace deal. And finally, Vale High Kitson, a significant figure in our civilization, has passed away. The Australian Jewish News reflects on his impactful legacy from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Avigdor Lieberman expressed condolences an hour ago for two IDF soldiers who died in southern Lebanon during the ceasefire. He shared his heartfelt sympathy with the families. Noga Tarnopolsky reported just under an hour ago that X flagged Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial post as violating their rules, but kept it visible for public interest. Naftali Bennett, writing an hour ago, defended the IDF's actions against Hezbollah, labeling Itamar Ben-Gvir a clown who doesn't represent Israel's values or military experience. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF and Hezbollah conflict. According to Walla, the ceasefire breach involved over 50 rockets directed at Israeli forces. The IDF promises a strong response, especially in light of reports that an Israeli strike killed a Lebanese soldier. This escalation underscores the fragile nature of regional ceasefires, affecting both military strategies and civilian safety. Turning to the Islamic State's latest claim, the Jerusalem Post details that the attack in northeastern Aleppo resulted in the death of two Syrian soldiers. This is part of a broader series of assaults the group has executed since February. The resurgence of Islamic State activities is a reminder of the persistent instability in Syria, with potential implications for neighboring countries. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that Israeli officials believe the Trump team misinterprets Iran and Hezbollah's situation. This commentary suggests a potential misalignment in international diplomatic strategies affecting how global powers engage with Middle Eastern politics. In a related development, Axios reports that Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz comes after recent Israeli attacks on Lebanon. This move could have significant ramifications for global oil supply routes, intensifying tensions between Iran and the U.S. in the wake of a new peace agreement. And reflecting on the passing of Vale High Kitson, the Australian Jewish News pays tribute to his life, emphasizing his role as a key figure in shaping cultural and civic life. His death leaves a notable void, reminding us of the lasting impact individuals can have on society. On the economic front. First, according to Walla Business, there's controversy over the enforcement of Saturday shopping laws at the big fashion Glylot complex. This has sparked criticism from the Interior Ministry, questioning the municipality's compliance with regulatory practices. Separately, CTEC reports a potential partnership between Apple and Intel to produce chips in the U.S. This collaboration could significantly boost Intel's ambitions and diversify Apple's supply chain, with implications for tech innovation and economic growth. And finally, Checkpoint, once Israel's top company on Wall Street has seen its market cap dip below $13 billion. Globes highlights this shift as Check Point now ranks behind other major Israeli firms. This change reflects broader market dynamics and competitive pressures in the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.